Hi guys, welcome to Ministry Guide Podcast. It is my passion to see you fulfilling your ministry and your calling. If you are new, please don't forget to check out our website or subscribe to our podcast channel. It's going to be a massive blessing to you. I can tell you, in this age, God is raising up soldiers. God is raising up young people that we think is bound to the heads of the herd. So stay tuned. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. All right, let's talk about how to make your ministry simple, easy, and fun. How good is that? Over the years, we have seen ministry in certain ways that has actually give us a different definition of what ministry should be. Now, the young generation are coming up with different approach to see us fulfilling the Great Commission. For example, there is social media now. Online prayers, online services is growing rapidly daily. Of course, you see a lot of people who are doing that. And if you are here, maybe you're listening to me now, I believe it's God called you for a purpose. God called you for an assignment and you want to fulfill that assignment. And that is why you are listening to me or you're watching this podcast. So here are best things that can help you to fulfill your ministry and making it simple, easy, and fun. Number one is clear definition. All right, what do I mean by that? You must be able to define what you are called to do. Okay, let's say God called you to be a pastor, an evangelist, or whatever. Okay, that's good. But in that office, there is also a specific assignment that God must have been giving you. But before we go there, let's go to the basic part of being a worthy vessel to be used. Okay, so here is it. Most of the people that I've seen that have become a ministry, some don't actually want to start from the lowest level. All of us want to start preaching to the big crowd. We want to start ministering their powers and see people get healed. Absolutely, those things are good. But in most cases, it doesn't just go like that. It doesn't just happen like that. We need to start from somewhere. If you check all the great men of God that God has used, they actually started from somewhere. So some of them might be an usher in the church or welcome team in the church. Some of them are part of the worship team. Some of them are part of the sound engineers and all that. These are people who God has been actually been using in the church before he sent them out. Also, passion for souls is one of the criteria that you need to have, you need to know. Having that passion to win souls. Now, the way you win souls might be different from every other person. There are some people, it's just for them to walk up to you one-on-one and be able to tell you their testimony, their life stories and stuff like that. While other people can go with a megaphone or a speaker and it can actually be impressive too.